This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
So I'm here with Professor René Oudmayer from the University of Leeds during the second poster session of the conference. First of all, thank you for taking the time out to speak to me.
No problem.
And yeah, could you tell me a little bit about your research, please?
Of course I can. Part of my job is to try to do some astronomical research. My speciality is actually looking at stars and see how they form. Actually, stars get born, just like you and me, a little bit differently though. And not looking at ordinary stars like our own sun, although it's actually our special one because it's giving us all the heat that we need to live, but we're looking at very, very massive stars. And these are very rare, but they're very, very energetic. And perhaps you've heard of them. They enter life, not with a whisper, but with a big bang. They go supernova. What we don't know about these stars, there are many things we don't know, but very crucial is we don't know how they were born. We don't know how they form, which is very strange because we of course know that they're there. We know they explode and all the other things they do for us. But how they form is a big problem. And one of the reasons it's a big problem is that they live very, very fast. Our own star, the Sun, has been around for about 5 billion years. And we'll probably have another 5 billion years to go, so time enough to finish the A-levels. But these massive stars, they live very fast and die very young. And when they form, it goes even quicker. So it is very hard to find a massive star. It's just like a needle in a haystack. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find all the young stars in our own galaxy. And we hope to find perhaps even 500 of those.
Mm-hmm. And so how would we actually go about doing that?
That's a very, very good question. Actually, these stars are invisible when they're young because they're being born in the cradles of the stars. And these are very dusty, very opaque. Light cannot go through it. But the stars can actually heat up the dust a little bit and let them glow in the infrared, just like the night goggles of a soldier.
Yeah.
And we can look at these stars in the infrared, and we actually looked at a survey in the infrared of the night sky, and out of 300,000 stars, we selected 2,000 for further study and looked in very great detail how they are, what they do, and whether they are young or not.
So what was the survey called?
We have called it RMS, which is a very boring title, of course. It means red, for these stars are red. MSX, that's the name of the military satellite that actually did it. They wanted to have a background for some rocket shooting that were being shot at the Americans. And the S stands for survey.
Why are finding these sort of stars important? Why do you want to look at these?
Yeah, that's a very good question indeed. Yeah, of course we'd like to know what's going on, but why do we want to know of particularly those type of stars? Well, massive stars, there are not very many of them, but they do a lot for us. They inject a lot of energy into the interstellar medium. And if a supernova explodes, all the materials that both you and me are made of, the carbon, the iron, the calcium and whatnot, are being produced in the supernova. So they're very important to us. And in order to understand why we are here, we have to understand where the material that we are made of came from. Mm-hmm. So these are the underlying thoughts of trying to get a full picture about the universe.
So should we actually be looking out for some future work with your name on the title?
Always, yeah, why not? Type in Oudmayer and you'll find all the results that we found.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.